2013, claiming he thought she was an intruder. The 37-year-old will have to adhere to strict conditions, including no drinking and therapy to address his anger issues. Our Africa correspondent, Yusra Elbagir, doubts it will be a popular decision.
We are already seeing a bit of backlash online about the fact that this was quite a lenient sentence, that he's only served nearly 10 years, under 10 years, since he was convicted of murdering Reeva. So we'll see a reaction over the next coming hours.
13 Israeli hostages are expected to be freed in the next few hours as a temporary ceasefire with Hamas in Gaza appears to be holding. 150 Palestinian prisoners will be released from Israeli jails under the same deal, with 39 being freed today. Ben Jamal from the Palestine Solidarity Campaign says if a deal like this can be agreed, then a full ceasefire should be negotiated.
One of the arguments used by those who were saying they were not calling for a full ceasefire was that it was impossible for something to be implemented because one could not negotiate with Hamas. Now, we've just seen a temporary pause introduced, which has been agreed by both sides.
Ireland's Prime Minister says he has total confidence in the police after violence in Dublin, which detectives say was driven by far-right ideology. 34 people have been arrested. A 22-year-old man's been arrested over the stabbing of an Uber driver in southwest London. It's one of a number of connected incidents in Clapham he's being questioned over. The Prime Minister has welcomed news that Nissan will build two new electric vehicles in Sunderland, safeguarding thousands of jobs. Rishi Sunak says the move is a vote of confidence in the UK's automotive industry. And Beyoncé has shared the first look at her Renaissance film, charting the tour of her 2022 Grammy-winning album. The movie follows in the footsteps of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour. That's the latest.
Thanks very much, and we'll have another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's nice and sunny here in Brentwood, and hopefully it's going to stay like that for the rest of the afternoon, a high of 8, but going down to -1 tonight. Tomorrow, again, we're looking at a sunny day throughout the day, in fact, which is good, but a high of just 6 and then -2 tomorrow night. Then Sunday, well, it's going to be fairly cloudy during the daylight hours, and then it's going to be raining from around about 5 o'clock, a high of about 6, but only to 4 degrees on Sunday night, so warmer Sunday night. Monday, a day of light rain all day, 7 and 2 respectively. Much better days on Tuesday and Wednesday, sunshine most of the day, but that means we've got frosts at night, and then joy of joy, we've got some sleet coming on Thursday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444, or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98FM.
Stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I'll look inside mine. Things look so bad everywhere. In this whole world, what is fair? We walk the line and try to see. Falling behind. What could be? Oh, bring me up.
Tango featuring Whitney Houston from 2019, a UK number 2 and top 10 in 13 more countries, and that is Higher Love. So good afternoon, great to be with you here today here on Phoenix. And thanks to the legend, that is Keith, who was here for the last 3 hours. And so this is the show that we call 1-2-3 Friday, 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime entertainment. And we've got a great show lined up for you here this afternoon. And we'll do it in reverse order like we always do. So during the second hour, about 2:30 or so, we'll be going back to the chart this week in 1995. I'm playing you 3 tracks from the chart this particular week. And about 1:45, we'll have the birthdays competition. 2 hours of, not two, what am I saying? 3 artists who've had birthdays in recent times, and we'll be asking you how old you think they are, and you can email us in radio@phoenixfm.com. But very excited to have Jacob and Lottie and Mr. Taggart here with us this afternoon. So, Mr. Taggart, can you tell us where these children have come from and what they are doing here?
Good afternoon, Ian. Good to see you, Patrick. Haven't seen you for a while. So we've got Jacob and Lottie, who are dementia friends and are part of a group at our school who are trying to actually raise awareness of dementia and Alzheimer's.
All right, and what's the school?
Ingatestone and Fryning CV Juniors.
Wonderful. Luck through. Thank you. Great to have you all here. So that's our show for this afternoon. Do keep it Phoenix, won't you, for the next couple of hours.
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Shearing on Phoenix FM.
And this is Jason Mraz from his 2014 album, Yes, which was a UK number 18 and a USA number 2. And this is simply called Best Friend.
I feel my life is better. and so is the world we're living in. I'm thankful for the time I spend with my best friend.
That's Jason Myers and Best Friend, and we should be chatting with these young people here fairly soon.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
In a stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Me, Zampi Behrman, for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Melon King or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
So here we are, 15 minutes after one here on a Friday lunchtime, and delighted to have in front of me here Jacob and Lottie. So we'll just say hello to both of you first of all. So hello, Jacob.
Hello.
Nice and close to the microphone, Jacob.
Hello.
It's good to have you here, Jacob. And hello, Lottie.
Hello.
Jacob, what sort of favourite things do you like to do?
Football.
Oh, football. Do you play for anybody?
Yeah.
Who team do you play for?
Stones.
Do you? And what position do you play?
Usually left wing.
Oh, do you score a lot of goals or do you help other people score goals?
Sometimes I score and sometimes I pass it into the middle.
Right, good for you. Excellent. Good. It was good. And Lottie, hello.
Hello.
And Lottie, what favourite thing do you like to do?
I like to dance.
Do you? And do you do that at school or with a group, or how does that work?
I do it in two different clubs.
Do you? Where'd you go for those?
So one of them is called Alexander's and one of them is called Young Expressions, and the Young Expressions are doing a show tomorrow night and the night after.
Oh, and are you in it? Or are you in the Young Expression show?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow. So what is the Young Expression show?
It's Little Red Riding Hood and the Three Pigs.
Right, and what part do you play in it?
I am in the dance troupe.
Are you? So what does the dance troupe do in it?
Basically, of all the songs that there are, we dance in, basically. All the songs that have dancers, we dance in.
And what's your favourite song and favourite dance?
My favourite song and dance are Bad to the Bone.
Right. And why do you like that one in particular?
Because it's basically... I can move a lot more than I can move a lot more than the other dancers because this dance, Wolf sings it, and it's like angry. Basically, it's kind of telling the audience that he is bad to the bone.
Okay. Oh, well, that sounds really good. And you'd lovely to speak to both of you just about what really interesting to you. But of course, you're both here because you are dementia friends. So if we go to Lottie about that first. So what does that mean? When I was talking with Keith earlier on, who was the person who was on before me, and we were talking this on air, and he said, well, what is a dementia friend? And I said, well, I'm sure that the young people who are coming to see me will be able to tell us. So tell me about this, Lottie.
So basically, a dementia friend is where you go to dementia homes, and we went to a forget-me-not club, and we basically went there just to play games with them and see a smile on their face.
Right, so what's a forget-me-not club?
A forget-me-not club is basically a club that helps. It's a club that people offer to help people out with dementia. Like, if people have dementia, then other people that don't offer to help out.
So you went along to this.
Yes.
So what did you actually do when you were there?
We played games with the people who had dementia, and then we played like lots of different games, and we just saw them having fun, and it was really nice.
Right. So outside of like going to that club, do you know anybody who's got dementia?
I do, and it is my great aunt. Her name is Jo, and she has dementia, and she's living in a dementia home.
Right. So have you been to see her?
Yes, I actually went to see her last Saturday.
Right. Okay. And how was that?
It was really good. She was really nice. And for her frame that she uses, I made her like a loom band bracelet to show which one was hers.
Wow, that's really... What a really lovely thing that was to do. And is that a far distance from home to go to that, or is it not too far away?
It's about an hour's journey, but it was worth it to see her.
Right, OK. So why do you think it's important for people of your sort of age to do things like this and know about people who've got dementia and help them? Why does it matter?
Because if one day... one day we come across someone with dementia, we'll basically kind of know what to do, and basically we'll know what to do if we come across.
Okay, so what should you do then?
We should basically know that they can forget things quite easily.
Yeah.
Because you can have like certain types of dementia, because you could have like if it's bad, then you could forget things, like if you went to grab a cup of tea and you had dementia, you could forget what you're doing.
Right. Okay. And you think it's important to understand that about people?
Yes, it's very important.
Yeah, I think it's very important as well. So that's really excellent. I've just been handed a piece of paper here. So is this people who are messaging us in right now? Oh, that's really good. Excellent. Let me see. Well, of course, people could email the station. If they're messaging you, Mr. Taggart, they could be messaging me. Are they?
Messaging you.
Are they? Okay, I can't
see. All the children are listening in at school.
Okay, all the children are listening at school. I can't actually see I've got anything up here from any emails arriving, so they need another go. They need to try and do radio@phoenixfm.com. That's what they try to need to do. Or radio@phoenixfm, I think it might be one or the other. Can't quite remember off the top of my head now you put me in that, but I really hope that we're going to get people messages in. That would be really, really good. You are brilliant, by the way. That's really, really good and really, really clever for that. So thank you very much for that. We're going to play a track I'm going to play because I thought this was an appropriate one to go with young people like yourselves, kind of like helping out with other people. Like this, an understanding with older people. This is Harry Styles. And go on, you can be honest. Do you like Harry Styles?
Yes.
What about you? Do you like Harry Styles?
Yes.
I see. I thought everybody of your age likes Harry Styles. This is a great track of his, actually. This is Treat People with Kindness.
Maybe.
As Harry Styles, that comes from the album Fine Line, which came out in 2019 and the Grammy Award for the album for the best solo male performance. And in a list that was done by Rolling Stone magazine a couple of years ago, it's number 491 in their 500 greatest albums of all time. And I know there's a lot of people listening to us in Ingate, Stone and Frining Juniors, and I'll be having a look at the list of them in a minute. And I bet a lot of those have got that Harry Styles album. It's 1:26 here on Friday lunchtime on Phoenix, and it's time that we did this.
Phoenix FM travel news.
So we'll just have a look at what the local travel is like within our area here this afternoon. Central Billericay is quite busy at this time, particularly around the Waitrose kind of like area. You go down towards Shenfield, around by the station, it's quite busy around there as well. Of course, the centre of Brentwood, well, you all know that Wilson's Corner is always busy, and it's very busy here this afternoon. But I have to say, the approach roads to Walton's Corner are nowhere near as bad as they are sometimes. We go down to the Brook Street roundabout with the M25. Again, that's all fairly easy at this time. Nothing really there particularly to talk about. Wish I could say the same about the junction with the 11. That seems to be very busy, both in the approach from the M25 and also from the M11 coming down to that junction as well. If we go back to the Dartford area and we go for the crossing and the tunnel, again, all fairly easy, I'm pleased to say, within the Essex area, but quite busy once you get down into Kent. The A12, that's fairly easily going at the moment until you get up to Hoe Green, and then it seems to be quite busy there further on, both coming north and south as well. And oh dear, the centre of Chelmsford already building up everywhere, in fact, within the centre of Chelmsford, particularly long delays in each direction onto the Army and Navy roundabout, but generally it's building up. But we'll have another travel update in an hour's time. So delighted to have all of our friends here from Ingatestone and Frining Junior School here with us here this afternoon. And I say everybody's messaging us in on Mixcloud, so that's really good. So if we just go through very quickly what we've got here, we've got Class China here with all sorts of things. I can see that there's messages coming across here wishing Lottie good luck with all of this. Class Netherlands as well, that's there as well. I've got Class Denmark here as well with a message from them as well. And Mrs. Allen with hi from the hedgehogs and the otters. We think you are great. So all this really happening here this afternoon. So that's really excellent. Good. So, we've just been chatting away with Lottie, and now we've got Jacob here for us. So Jacob, tell us why you think knowing about someone with dementia is important.
You shouldn't make them silly if they forget something, because if you make them silly and like shout at them, it might make them feel a bit sad.
No, that's absolutely right. So who do you know who's got dementia?
My great nan.
Right, okay. And so is she in a home or is she at home?
She lives in London.
She lives in London. And have you been to see her recently?
We don't usually go to see her. She usually gets on the train and comes to us.
Oh, does she?
When Nan and Grandad pick her up.
Right. Oh, well, that sounds really good. And so she comes round to your house. Right, yes. Lovely. Oh, well, that's a really nice thing to do. And you've said why you think it's important that we should know about people who've have got dementia. So you just had a nice little message from Mr. Taggart, so to what you should be talking about. So just respond to that.
So my uncle supports West Ham, and the first few matches I've been to, he's... one of them, he came with me, and my uncle goes every single time to the matches, even if it's a away game.
Right. Okay.
And he supports West Ham.
Right, okay. So tell me about who did you say it was from the family that's got dementia?
My great nan.
Right, your great nan. So when great nan comes around, what sort of things do you do to try and help her?
I try to play games with her so she doesn't really forget stuff. Well, she does forget stuff sometimes, but I try and play games with her to make her a bit more happy.
Excellent. What kind of games do you play with her?
The memory games where you have to find the pair and that match.
Okay.
Sometimes play that with her.
Right. Do you win or does she win?
Some
Sometimes I just let her win.
Good for you. That's a lovely thing to do. Absolutely, just to try and help her and just encourage her.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And do other people in the family sort of like play with her and do things with her when she comes and visits?
Yeah, my brother and my little sister. She can't speak yet, but she just screams a lot.
Okay, okay, but in terms of like the things that you do with your great nan, great, that's really good. And do you think she likes doing things with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that she does. Lovely. Good. Now, you asked for a particular piece of music, didn't you? You wanted to hear the track by Bare Naked Ladies, 1 Week. And I was very surprised that you wanted to hear that, simply because it's not a very recent track. It's from quite a few years ago. It came out in 1998. It was a number one in America, and it was a number five in the UK. So I make 1998 quite a long time ago, really. I make that 25 years ago. Why did you want that?
Because my uncle usually sings it on karaoke a lot. It's like one of his favourite songs. He always likes like fast songs.
Okay. And I'm not going to ask you to do it, don't worry. I'm not going to ask you to sing it live on the radio, but I do understand that you know all the words to it. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, and well, it's quite a long song with some quite fast singing in parts of it, isn't it?
So yeah.
that's a lot of words to learn, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but so was it hard to learn or easy to learn?
Well, a bit hard because I really didn't know it when I was six, and then I knew some of the words by five, and now I usually know it now.
And how old are you now again, remind us?
Seven.
Seven, so now you're seven. You've really got all the words to it.
Yeah.
Well, that's brilliant. Okay, we won't ask you to sing along to it now particularly, but here it is.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot shits. I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bird campers got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Can I make a break and take a fake out like a sink and ache and shake out like vanilla? It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but only too soon. Yesterday you've forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting and Pen Trick. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs and find the kind with tiny nubs so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon cause that cartoon has got the boom and it to make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. Laughs at a funeral, can't understand what I mean, but you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. And we're sorry. Brush my skin and pull my the robbing.
So that's the Bare Naked Ladies, and that's 1 week as asked for by Jacob, who is here with us here this afternoon. Did you enjoy hearing that track?
Yes.
I bet you did. Absolutely. Good for you. Good for you. So, in terms of like, we've got, I put you both now on the microphones as well. So you're both on together here now. So in terms of like ways of just helping people with dementia, that's what we were talking about just a little bit off air at the moment, weren't we? So like things you could do and things to help and experiences that you'd had. So Lottie, if you'd like to tell us just a little bit more.
When I was at my great aunt's, last Saturday, she doesn't have it that bad at all, because the other people, they forgot where their room was and they walked into someone else's and they forgot actually where they were. And then but my great aunt, she only forgot like where her chocolates were or something, because the other people, because she only just realised that she had dementia, so it's not affecting her that much.
Well, that's good, because, of course, as you said, you know, it can be, well, it can be, it doesn't have to be progressive, but it can get worse, can't it, in people like this and things. So, Jacob, with the things that you've been doing as well, sort of like other ways maybe that you've been able to help in some way or another?
Yeah. So, someone feels a bit like, I mean, don't try and make them feel silly. Just like, if they ask you something when you come home from school over and over again, just answer it. Don't like shout and say like, just don't shout at them, because that might make them feel a bit sad.
Yeah, because sometimes if people do that, kind of, you know, it can, from your point of view, it can seem a bit irritating, kind of a bit strange if somebody's asking the same thing over and over again. But I guess if you've got some sense of understanding of what's going on, then you can just do as you say, just kind of that answer. Yeah, and absolutely, just do something like that. Yeah, well, that's really good. So have you got something else there that you want to do about Lottie?
So I wanted to say Mark Neville came to our school to talk to us about dementia.
I was going to ask about what happened in school to about this, so let's do that now.
So he came to our school to talk about dementia with us and how it worked and how people like deal with having dementia.
Right, okay. And was that interesting?
Yes, it was.
So again, what sort of things did he talk about, the sort of things we've talked about so far, or did he tell you anything extra?
He talked about probably what we've been talking about so far.
Okay. And then did you do anything about that yourself in class, having heard him talk about it?
In class, we did discuss what he talked about. After, because of the questions we had, our teachers answered.
Okay, so what sort of questions were they? What can you remember?
I had a question where how people with dementia felt and if they suffered bad or not.
Right. Well, that's a very kind of way of about thinking, really, you know, about having what's called a sense of empathy with people, kind of like just thinking about how they feel about things like and things like that. So did you go to this presentation as well?
Yeah.
Were you in it as well?
Yeah, and I remember someone called Eric, and he was really fun to play with. So I was school council last year, and I am it this year. And last year, I went to Forget Me Not Club, and one of the we had to all pair up into threes.
Okay.
And go with three people that had dementia there, and we chose Eric. That was the only one I could remember. And we played loads of games with him.
Again, that sounds like a really sort of interesting thing to do. So did that feel, from your point of view, did that feel a nice thing to do?
Yes.
Yeah, and why was that?
Because I think it's nice because, well, really, if someone has dementia, you really got to be kind to them. And like as I said last time, don't make them feel silly either.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's really, really good. Excellent. Well, we've got a track now that actually Mr. Taggart chose. I don't know if he'd like to just take the microphone just for a moment there, because we're going to I'm going to play Richie Havens, Here Comes the Sun. So why did you want us to hear this?
Okay, well, this is the best version of this song. It was released in 1971, the year I was born. And it was a great song to listen to during lockdown, during those COVID days. But, you know, you're all going to enjoy it.
Little darling, seems like a long, long, lonely winter. Little darling, seems like so many years since it's been there. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun. And I say, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Little darling, seems like the ice is slowly melting. Little darling, seems like so many years since it's been there. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun. And I say, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Little darling, seems like the smiles are returning to the faces. Little darling, seems like so many years since they've been there. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun. And I say, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. It's alright. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun. And I say, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. It's alright, it's alright. And in the end, the love you say will be equal to the love you gave.
That's Richie Havens and Here Comes the Sun. It's just about 1:45 here on Phoenix, which means it's time to do this.
Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 600 9239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday?
At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
I'm John Charmy, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yes, that's the only place to hear not only all of the national and international sports news, but all of the news related to all of our local teams, Brentwood, Chelmsford, Morden, Billericay, and all the others. You'll get all the local information there from great show there from John. So we're chatting here with friends from Ingatestone and Frining Junior School, and I have here Mr. Taggart, the head teacher. So why has the junior school got involved with doing this kind of work with young people like this?
Okay, thank you, Lottie. Thank you, Jacob. Part of it started is growing from our school vision, which is to develop ambassadors for the community we live in and the world around us. And we wanted to find a project where we could raise awareness of a condition, of a disease which is affecting, I'm sure, every family up and down the country. And working with the Mrs. Molby and the school council, and our Healthy Schools project, and also the local parish council, because I know Ingatestone wants to become a dementia-friendly village, and working with Reverend Sally Croft, and working with the Ingatestone Rotary, we chose to join that revelation, because children have a huge capacity to be kind, and when we've been working with the children from Ingatestone Infant School, where I'm also the head teacher, and also Ingatestone and Frining Church of England Junior School, when we've gone out on our visits, the children have really had a huge impact, and I've seen adults, their faces light up, and them doing things that actually they haven't done when they've gone to the various clubs before. And we also had, to the infant school, we had members from Forget Me Nots come when it was the King's coronation. So joined in a tea party and everything. So actually, we're able to provide different experiences and different environments for these adults. And I suppose that's grown. I think Lottie mentioned Mark Neville coming in, who's coordinator for the Essex Dementia Friendly Communities, and I think the children are really proud. These children will sort of get to have lot family members within their communities that will need support and need help, and there are not enough services to cope with this disease. I know the Ingatestone Rotary Club are doing a lot of work, and I know they made some twiddle muffs for us, which are I suppose a fidget, and so we'll be selling those and raising money for Alzheimer's. And also we were introduced to Fun Dangles, which is a music group that we've got supports families living the challenges of dementia, and that's in the Pavilion Hall in Ingatestone.
And that is monthly, every first Thursday, 2 till 4. And then there's a sing-along monthly, every second Thursday, 2 till 4. And I think this is something that, you know, our school choir would like to get involved in, or our dementia friends. But it's just raising that profile, it's raising that awareness. And it's actually the children working with some adults that may not, you don't get to see children every day.
Well, that's in fact the case, of course, because often people in that kind of situation don't get to see young people, young children very often at all. Lovely. Well, that all sounds like really positive and really interesting things that are going on. So Ellie, if we've got a piece of music that you've chosen for us as well, haven't you? I have to say, Jacob, I'm sure you'd be delighted to know here that I think it was Class Denmark here who put that that they really liked the choice of music, the song that we had. Which class are you in? You're in Class New Zealand, are they? Have I seen something from Class New Zealand up here? Come on, Class New Zealand. Let's get some messages across from Class New Zealand, shall we? No, I can't see anything there from Class New Zealand at the moment. But anyway, Ellie, so tell us about this particular track that you would like us to hear.
It's Burn by Ellie Goulding, and the reason I have chosen this track is because it was the number one when I was born.
Right. So what year was that then?
2013.
So, okay, Ellie Goulding and Burn.
Have to worry about nothing, 'cause we got the fire and we burning one hell of a something. They're gonna see us from outer space, light it up like we're the stars of the human race, human race. When the lights turning down, they don't know what they heard. Strike the march, play it loud.
Gonna let it burn, 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 gonna let it burn, burn, burn.
Sally Golding and Burn, as chosen by my guest Lottie here in the studio here this afternoon. We'll be having the birthdays competition after we've had the news taking us up towards that. This is Hannah White and Chain of Hours. And this is a recent release.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.